I used to be so shy, not confident, and just like a nerdy girl in the school in my vocational high school. But then time flies, and many things change just in one period of time. What actually makes me change and try to improve myself? Let's talk about self-improvement. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good morning, good people. How are you today? Well, I'm back. Agus Firnes recording in my podcast Hidup Kembali. Well, it's actually October 15, 2022. Means almost going to the new year, 2023. How was your achievements? How was your targets? How was your resolutions? Did you get those all, or you just got some of them? Well, life is not about it. Sometimes life is just about a journey. We don't measure our life by the achievements, but we measure our life based on the process itself. How we define, how we feel, how we interpret, and how we can deeply understand about life. That's actually life is. For me, life is about the journey, it's a process of how we become a better, better and better person every day, day by day, I mean. So let's talk about how we become the better person, better version of ourselves based on our experience without comparing ourselves to other people, without comparing ourselves to other friends. Just focus on the improvement rather than comparing yourself to others. Let's talk about it. So it's been 27 years old living in this world with a simple guidance of life. Not much that changed in my life, not drastically happened, the change I mean, but many things change, and I do grateful for it because at least there is a little progress and improvement in my life. That's because I do believe Allah's guide and also the help of surroundings, positive environments that help me to improve and develop myself to be who I am today. Well, talking about the improvement is not separately to what we call as the vision and mission of life. Once someone has the determination in life, I do believe that they will be arranging the plan or the agendas that support to achieve their goals or to achieve their mission and vision in life. Well, I do believe that everyone has their own target in life, whether they want to be like the rich person, whether they want to be like the smart academicians, socialists, or other people, other kinds of title, you know, or other kinds of status. They are free to be whatever they want to be. And that's actually fine that people have the freedom to choose for being whatever they want. But sometimes what I think is important to take is like we have to determine whether whatever we are going to be will be beneficial for us and for the society or surroundings, whether it's gonna be good for the future or not. Like take example, I used to be like a very shy and not independent person when I was in a vocational high school. I was like a nerdy and like very introvert. I don't speak a lot with friends. I just know them and just enough. I don't need to socialize with other people much because I guess my life is about studying and just focus on getting something or focus on the goals. But actually, after I graduated from vocational high school, I missed the moments to socialize, to get along with friends. That actually precious moment, but I miss it. And that was one of the things that I miss a lot. And then in the next chapter of my life, which was going to the college, I mean the university, I tried to change my mindset. I just took time for some weeks and I reflect about anything that I want to achieve in life, and I determine what goals in the future, what I'm going to be and what I will be, what I can contribute in my life in the future, and what small steps that I can take, small steps that possibly can be taken on that day. And the only step that I take is just take the, what is that, the book, and just take the pen and just write down anything that I want to achieve. And I have like a bucket of lists for writing my wish list, and actually some of them works, and thank God for it. And another things that I do to improve myself is I try to realize that, well, I might be nobody and I will grow someday. It might be like a cliche, right? But that's what I did. I try to implement the good principles in my life. I try to get along with the positive people. I actually and honestly was so selective to be with whoever, to be friends that I'm going to make friends with. Like, that's because I want to be a positive person, but actually that was the, what is that, a presentation or the reflection that I'm not strong enough as someone with a personality, with the introvert personality. And then on the next chapter of my life, I got along with many friends. I knew many friends. I actualized myself in some organizations and I got along with friends, and I got what is that, what I want actually in my academic or in organizations. And that was like the happiest moment in my life, because I can turn myself that actually very shy and nerdy girl become someone that actually can actualize myself. Well, it's just kind of a little proudness of myself that, wow, everybody can change their life as long as they want. And I made it. And after I graduate, another chapter of my life bring me to be someone that has a different perspective. So I changed my mindset that, well, I have been trying to actualize myself in some places, in some communities, and I was nobody, but I am. And I realized that we have to accept ourselves for who we are, no matter what. Like, even with all of the imperfections that we have, we are still living in this world. We just go on, life goes on, and yeah, you know what? We just go on day by day and try to be a better self, better version of ourselves. So I just realized another things happen in my life, that things go wrong. I mean, not all the things can go as we expected. Like, we have to feel like disappointment, like betrayal, and many things in life. And that's actually the real life that probably we don't get it in a school or in a college. The things that we only got in the university of universe, the real life version. How to handle it is actually like a challenging moment in life. That just like when you are playing a game, there will be like a challenge by challenge to go on to the next level. Just like in a life, we have to go through, we have to get through the challenge by challenge in order to be on the next level. So far what I learned about life is that, wow, no matter how hard life is, it's actually no problem, because yeah, with that challenges we can take the lessons at least, and after that we can try to improve ourselves to be the better version. Like, okay, maybe when we used to be so passive in the class, we try to improve ourselves to be at least be more active than before, day by day measuring our achievements by what is that, like, yeah, we have to push ourselves sometimes just a little bit harder just to make the progress. No matter how hard it is, trying is hard, but never try will be like regretful. So that is that I can share for you guys. Probably that's just the simple little things that we can take to improve ourselves and to develop ourselves in order to be like the better version of ourselves. I know you guys have your own better of your own version of your life, but I do believe that you have your own way too. So why not trying? let's challenge ourselves to be better version of ourselves in terms of academic life or in a social life. Let's do it, guys. Do it together with me. Bye-bye. See you on next episode. I hope you have always be happy and stay healthy. And happy weekend. Bye-bye. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.